Hello. Today I'm going to talk about museums, and my aim is to answer the following five questions. How can museum be defined? What is the purpose of museums? How are museums funded? What are the most popular museums and what makes them so popular? And finally, how are museums evolving? So let's start with a definition. Although there are a number of varying definitions, they all share a common theme, that a museum is a cultural institution dedicated to preserving and interpreting the tangible evidence of humankind and the environment. Although each museum collection is different from one another in content, they share similar characteristics in that they contain many different kinds of objects, specimens, works of art, documents, and artifacts. These all represent a nation's natural, cultural, and scientific heritage. Moving on to the purpose of museums, these cultural institutions have many different directions, but the main ones are conservation, research, exhibition, education, and information, and I shall briefly explain each one. The main responsibility of a museum is to preserve its collections. Museums must do everything they can to prevent the objects from deterioration, and this is done through conservation. This involves the treatment and restoration of artifacts to their original condition where possible, and is either done through their own laboratories or by independent conservation laboratories. Another important responsibility of museums is connected to research. Museums have in their possession the primary material evidence for a number of subjects concerned with an understanding of humankind and the environment. Their role is to extract as much knowledge as possible from the specimens and to make the results available through exhibitions, catalogues, and publications like journals. Additionally, their research is also designed to promote a better understanding of the discipline or region it serves. Moving on to exhibition, many museums have moved away from the traditional view of exhibition, which was to predominantly store and display its collections. It now focuses on enhancing the setting of the object through the expertise of a number of specialists, designers, educators, sociologists, interpreters, and curators. By using these specialists to communicate the piece, a larger number of visitors will be able to appreciate, understand, and respect the exhibit. The next purpose is education. The contribution that museums make to public education is widely acknowledged. It connects the community to the museum and provides inspiration for all age groups. In the UK, the national curriculum is connected to museums, and this has provided school pupils with the opportunity for inquiry-based learning, bringing ideas and knowledge acquired in the classroom vividly to life. Their power to evoke curiosity, explain and inspire, adds a new dimension to learning, making it more memorable. The final purpose is that a museum is an information center for a society. It provides collections, data banks and publications, which may be educational or cultural, in the form of periodicals, handbooks, catalogues, research papers, or general guides to the museum, and it has a staff of experts who are available to provide information on request. All these are important in the dissemination to the public. I shall now turn my attention to the third point, which is about funding. Museums attract financial support from the public sector, the private sector, and their own admission charges. Using the UK as an example, the public sector, in the form of local or national government, is the main source of funding. However, these cultural institutions have to compete for funding against other public expenditure, such as education, social services, and defence. As a consequence, museums are often given lower priority. Having said that, In the 2020 budget, the Chancellor confirmed that this sector will benefit from a £250 million cultural investment fund. In terms of the private sector, museums receive financial support through individuals and businesses, trusts and foundations. In the UK for the tax year 2017-2018, 91% of cultural institutions received £545 million, an increase of 8% from the previous year. Individuals accounted for 43%, trusts and foundations donated 38%, and business contributed 18%. We should note that there is a bias towards funding London-based cultural organisations. They received 66% of this funding, with organisations in the rest of the UK receiving only 34%. The final method of funding is through charging entrance fees. For example, the Borghese Gallery in Rome costs £17 per person, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York charges £20 per person. Although in the UK national museums are free, they charge for special exhibitions. Taking the British Museum in London as an example, you are able to view their permanent exhibits for free. But if you wish to view the Arctic Culture and Climate exhibition to be held in 2020, you will have to pay between £14 and £16 per person, which could be costly for those on low incomes. Let's now take a look at some of the most popular museums and what makes them so popular. The Louvre in Paris holds the top place with 9.3 million visitors annually. Holding masterpieces like Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa and the Venus de Milo sculpture of Aphrodite, it is clear why this is so popular. In second place, we have the National Museum of China in Beijing, with 7.6 million visitors. Being one of the largest museums in the world, it holds many masterpieces from ancient Chinese history. A close third is the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, with 7.3 million visitors. As a part of the Smithsonian Institute, this is the most visited museum in the United States and houses more than 126 million natural science specimens and cultural artifacts. Standing in fourth place is the British Museum in London, receiving 6.7 million visitors. Founded in 1753, this was the first national public museum in the world and includes sought-after exhibits such as the Rosetta Stone, Parthenon sculptures, and ancient Egyptian structures. I shall now turn my attention to the final section in this lecture, which is about how museums are evolving to engage a broader section of society. We have already witnessed a move away from the show-and-tell stage to a more interactive experience, and this has been achieved through a variety of different forms. Perhaps the most obvious is using digital interaction like touchscreen tables that complement each object. However, there are more advanced interaction capabilities which are more visitor-centered, such as using touch, movement, sense and smell, games and selfies. What this shows us is that the museum of the future needs to be less about worshipping collections and more about enriching an individual's personal experience. The museums of the future will no longer be seen as instruments of the state, but will be community-oriented, and more advanced technology will not only inspire the technologically minded, but also attract the most challenging groups to engage. Thank you.